Well, I am glad that I'm talking to you about procrastination, because I don't even want to tell you what time I started prepping for this conversation. I kind of procrastinated. Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time, where we change the narrative by changing the perspective. I'm Jared Dam, and it's about damn time to have another conversation that changes the way you think and perceive things. The only question is, are you ready? Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, or if you're not, It's About Damn Time. It's a podcast about self-discovery. It's my self-journey to help me build a better me. And I am taking you along the way to help you build a better you with these conversations and revelations that I'm having. And I'm having conversations and revelations with my guests this week. You know, You gave me this whole resume that I was looking up, and I saw all your accomplishments and everything, and I was just like, I've been trying to have you on for a while, and we're gonna get into that in a second. But it's Coach Sandy B in the building. What's going on, girl?
We got goals to achieve. I'm excited to finally be able to join you on your podcast. So thank you for having me.
Oh, look, I am very, very excited that you're on, because like I said, I knew when we met at a podcast conference. I was so excited. I almost hugged you like 17 times, but I didn't want to fight your husband. So, but I knew that I had to have you on at some point in time. And I knew it was a matter of time before we did it. You were posting something on social media when you started talking about your free download, which we're going to get into in a second, about procrastination. And I was like, I made a whole campaign, y'all. Y'all should have saw me. I shot my shot from Steph Curry range. I was like, when are we talking about this? Like what are we doing? And you know, you so gracious, and you showed up for me. As you do, because you know, you've been having my back since we met at the conference, and I really appreciate you. So first of all, let's just break down all what you do, because you're an accountability coach, and tell me about the journey, how you came from, you know, finances and everything else to become an accountability coach.
So I have over 20 some years of experience in corporate accounting. And so my business, 90 Day Wins, is birthed from my experience in corporate. And so as a corporate accountant, one of the many roles I had, I was working with a team, and we had these quarterly deadlines, and we would put together our plan to achieve the goals, put the milestones in along the way, and we were achieving them. And it got to the point where we were doing so well, by like the third quarter, I was literally asking another department within finance that we worked with, how could we help them? And so it's like, we're looking really efficient here. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what? We're meeting all these goals. What if we tried this same exercise, but in our personal lives? And so that's where the journey started. And so imagine me calling my friends, my husband, my daughter, my sister, and saying, hey, for the next 90 days, we're going to pick one goal, and we're each going to work with to achieve those goals. And then each week within these 12 weeks, we're going to meet and talk about the progress. And so it's something about having someone keep you accountable. It's something about you sharing with someone else your goals and them believing enough in you to say, hey, Jared, how's it going? How have you been doing with that? And then just thinking like, you know what? Today's Tuesday. I meet with Sandra on Thursday. I better take some action, because she's going to expect to see how I've progressed. And so that's where it really started for me, understanding that this great job that I was doing for this big corporate company, what if I took ownership and became really disciplined and focused on my personal goals? And then I just started getting really excited because I would get texts like, I got a win today. And I love to tell people that wins are big or small. You know, you carving out 30 minutes a day to do something that you know will help get you to that next level, that's a win because you made yourself a priority. How many times have you said you want to do X, Y, Z, and then someone calls you? You get an email that you feel like you have to answer. And by the time you look at the calendar, look at the time, it's like, wow, I didn't work on this at all. So I try to help people understand that life is always going to have so many different things going on, but you have to be clear and you have to be focused and you have to say, I care about this thing that I'm working towards. And because I care about it, I'm going to put in the time to devote to it.
I like that a lot. And it makes a lot of sense, especially from what you're talking about as far as the accountability part. It's like,
yeah.
It's just so funny, like right before we started recording on the phone with my sister, I was calling her back and then she was telling me about everything with the doctor and told her and everything. And so I'm just like, I'm listening. I'm just like, I'm also adjusting lighting here and making sure that everything is good. I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I know I got to do this podcast. So, but I wanted her to feel heard. I wanted her to make sure that I'm just not throwing her off. And so I found myself just in that moment while the accountability coach is listening to be like, okay, I'm going to get off here. And when I come back, we're going to talk about a whole plan on your health and what we're going to do. Nice. It's me and you in it together. I'm going to be your accountability coach. And see, I didn't even plan this, but it made me feel like real smart and smooth right in front of you. So I was okay with it. Like,
I love that. I love that. I wish, you know, that's awesome that you are standing up to help her along her journey, because that's one of the things I talk about. You know, yes, I would love for everyone to come and get coaching with me, and I would love to go through the steps with them, but it's not necessarily realistic sometimes, right? But that's why it's so important. And if you see on my website and on social media, I try to provide so many different tools because I just want you to take one action, because you taking that one action, in my opinion, I've won, because I've made you think about, you know what, I need to make this a priority. I've allowed for you to have the space to think and slow down and then envision what you truly want. So that's encouraging to hear that you have told her that you are committing to help her keep her accountable so she can achieve her goal. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been a lot since my dad died last year. Well, I guess now it's two going on the second year, but okay. it's been a lot with dad. I think the you know, my dad was her accountability partner. My dad was her tag team partner. My dad was vacationing with her. They was taking trips and doing all this other stuff. I was like, hey, you the only kid that dad got? Like, it's crazy. but you know, when he died, like, you know, I think she felt kind of like on an island. So I always wanted to kind of, you know, be that and step up. But I it's interesting you say, because you can't help every client. I mean, every person that comes in, you would love to have everybody for a client. And I was listening to 98 Wins, which is available on all podcasting platforms.
Y'all yes, go it
and,
is.
And listen in. But I was listening to an episode where you mentioned that you can't, like, you put boundaries where you can't help every person. And yes. and I think you recall a time where this particular client needed probably a little bit more counseling before they were able to get with coaching. Yes. And I wrote that down immediately. I was listening while I was driving, so I kind of texted while I was driving. But that's neither here nor there. But I wrote it down immediately because I wanted to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. What is fundamentally the difference between counseling and coaching?
I love that you asked me that question because it's extremely important and it's very simple. So when coaching, we're moving forward, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm helping you with where you desire to be. So I'm helping you get to that goal, that destination. With counseling, we're dealing with the past. We're dealing with those past thoughts and mindsets that you cannot let go of. And so you can't really move forward if you're holding on to the past, right? Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, and I don't necessarily know off the bat. And so that's where I go through a battery of questions and we have a discovery call and I ask you about specifically what you would like to work on, what goal you're trying to accomplish in the next 90 days. And based on what you tell me, based on my questionnaire that I go through, I can identify very quickly if you're ready to move forward.
Yeah.
If you keep taking me back there, I haven't been back there, right? So I'm interested to know where you're trying to go. But if you keep going back, then I have to let you know I've done counseling in church. I went through 2 years of lay counsel training in church so I can pick up those signs. But I also know based on what I'm doing as a coach, that's not my lane. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to be successful, right? Because coming into a relationship with me to have coaching, we have to agree on where you want to go and then the steps you're going to take to get there in those 90 days, right? So we have to agree on the plan. And if you can't commit to the plan, then we're not going to be successful because you actually have to do the work, right? I can help you, but I don't have all the answers. It's within you and it's within your effort. So if you cannot commit to that work, it's not going to be a successful outcome for either one of us because I'm vested in your win. So that's why I put on social media, you see, I put hashtag we win together, because when you come along with me, I believe life is a journey, right? Yep. So when you come along with me on this journey, we're in it together. I want to hear about all those little wins. I even offer to my clients, we can do laser coaching. You're about to go into this big meeting that we've been talking about for weeks and you're just feeling unsettled. We text, we talk about what's true. We talk about what you're feeling. And then at the end of that quick session, you're ready to go in and take care of that interview. So it's just understanding where you are and being truthful with yourself so you can actually move forward.
I like laser coaching like that. That's some new stuff.
It's amazing. It's amazing how quickly you can see light bulbs go off and people realize like, oh, I did say that, or I did do that. I totally forgot. And so that's why that accountability relationship is so ideal because I'm taking notes. I'm listening to what you said. You went through the questionnaire where you told me, I tried this before. You know, something as simple as I've been trying to lose weight. I know how to do it. But for whatever reason, I keep falling into this. So now I want to work with a coach to help me. And it's not just the weight, it's a lifestyle, right? I want my mindset to change. So that's where I can help you and work with you. But it's the same type of exercise, right? You start with your goal. Mm-hmm. We make sure it's smart. And then we break it down. We say, okay, well, what do you need to do this week? Okay, well, I'm going to do 25 minutes a day. And I want to learn 30 pounds in 6 months. So it's going to take me X amount. And then we're going to track it each week. We're going to see where you are, how you're doing, what did you eat? So it's a very structured process once you identify your goal. And then we can break it down. And so we make it be manageable for you. So you're not just looking like, oh, how is this going to happen?
Right,
it's like, okay, well, here's your starting point. What do we need to understand? And then work from there.
And I like what you said about the counselor and coaching. So you broke it down for when it makes sense now. For me, it sounds like counseling is about unpacking the past.
Yes.
And coaching is about looking forward to the future and planning for the future.
Yes. And you want to be excited about the future. I say that often because I want people to think that, okay, right now you may not be where you want to be, but you're hopeful, right? You're believing that I can make the changes that I want to see. I was talking to my husband about something that I was having an issue with something, and I was talking to him about it, and I got really excited because I realized I was the cause of my problem. So because I'm the cause of it, then I can fix it. You know, sometimes it's harder when, oh, well, so-and-so did this, so I have to rely on so-and-so.
Right, right.
I'm the problem. Okay, but I'm also the solution.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I've never seen it. I guess, yeah, it makes perfect sense. I typically am the problem with a lot of my stuff, right? And so most times I just kind of just poo-poo on myself as far as like, yeah, I am the cause of this. I'm the cause of this. Yeah. Angry, I'm mad at Jerry. And you over there talking to your husband getting excited like, I'm the problem. So I know I'm the solution. That's a mindset shift thing that a lot of people hadn't got to yet. And that makes so much sense when you put it out there. But
yeah,
I would have never thought about that until talking to you. So
totally. And see, that mindset is so important, right? Because once you understand that, it changes how you think about it. If you're just beating yourself up like, oh, I can't seem to get this right. And then, you know, those negative things you say to yourself, that if you were to write it down or say it to someone else, they'd be like, Jared, why are you speaking to me in this way?
Right.
But you talk to yourself in that way, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, so it's like reframing your mind to say, okay, I messed up, but I know how to fix it. So I don't have to stay too long in that negative thought of I'm not good enough, I didn't do what I needed to do. I can move past and now be in a mindset where solution oriented, right? Like I can now get the tools, talk to the person, take the time to actually do what I need to do. So I like the idea of not allowing yourself to stay in that state of frustration.
Yeah.
And when you think about procrastination, that's one of the number one things. I do this 5-day procrastination challenge. And one of the first days we talk about forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Yes, you missed that deadline. Yes, things didn't go as planned. Yes, you procrastinated and now you have to deal with this. Okay, that's the truth. But it's not the end of the story. You're here now. What can we do to get you moving forward? What can we do to help you understand why are you delaying this? Sometimes we think, oh, we are just being lazy or, you know, for whatever reason, I can't get it done. But it's so much bigger than that. Like in my guide that I'm offering free, I tell you that procrastination isn't laziness. It's the gap between the intention and the action. So what is going on for you that's not allowing for you to get it done? Maybe you think the work is mundane. Maybe you think it's hard and it's going to take too long. So you're waiting until you have the right time. You know that? Like that right time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many times do we do that to ourselves?
Oh,
so when you start breaking down the layers and just come to simply, okay, I need to get this done. And then why is it important for me to get done? Because it'll allow for me to do X and X and X, but I need to get this part done. And sometimes it's just not fun work. Like one of the main things that so many people can relate to, taxes. You know, you got to get your taxes done. Everyone doesn't like it. Who does, right? But are you going to allow it to hinder you from moving forward to the other things you have to do? Because eventually you do have to get it done, right? So,
or you procrastinate like me. Wait till the last minute and then scramble.
Exactly. So it's like save yourself the heartache and then plan. There are simple tips. And, you know, we talk about all sorts of things. But, you know, just I like one of the ones that I use often is the Pomodoro effect, where you take 25 minutes and you work on whatever it is, and then you take 5 minutes break. Because at the end of the day, you do not want to be sitting there beating yourself up like, oh, I plan to, you know, edit 5 podcast episodes today and I didn't edit any, you know? And then you're going to sleep with that thought on your mind, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just, you're not sleeping well. You're getting up thinking because it's like, okay, I got to get this done. I got to get this done. So just simple things to kind of help you understand, I can do this. And let me just take a little piece of it. I don't need to take the whole thing. Maybe you just edit 2 episodes instead of 5. You know, and know, okay, I'll get the other 2 on this day, you know, but be realistic with yourself and then actually take action.
I like this for a lot of reasons. One, because I love talking to podcasters because I was already ready to transition to get into procrastination. And because you're a podcast host, pow, 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 you slid it right on in there, start talking about it, plug the guy, which I wanted you to do anyway. So I love that. The second thing, what I like about that is about procrastination not being lazy, because yeah. I think that's the common misconception there.
Yes.
Oh, you're just lazy, and it's so much more than that. I do feel lazy when I procrastinate, mm-hmm. but there a lot of times it's a bigger thing. It's like, let's take the example for the taxes. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I'm at log TurboTax. I'm anxious about if I'm getting a refund. I'm anxious they're gonna flag me because this business ain't making money like I wanted to make money, and they're gonna you know. So it's a lot of anxiety going into that. And when you're a person that maybe has an avoidance conflict resolution mm-hmm. style, you're like, I'll just wait till a little bit later.
Yeah.
But so it's so much more than just being lazy. So I like that the first step in that guide, by the way, y'all, that guide free link is in the bio. Y'all can go ahead and click on it, get download that free guide.
Yes.
Why you own 90 Day Wins? You just peruse around and she gonna sell you. I'm helping her out. She gonna sell you though. but I do like that first step is forgiveness, because I'm so hard on myself, Sandy. I am so hard on myself. And it's like you said, staying awake all night thinking about, oh, I have plans. I need to edit my podcast. I got Dottie B's Unplugged podcast I got to edit. I'm trying to sit there and pitch to Sandy about editing her podcast. Like, so I got all these things going on. If I just spit, what's the method called? Pomodoro method. And I've heard about it before, that 25-5, and it works for us adult ADHD people that we like want to run around and do
everything. Well, life just makes you get that way, right? It's like one of the other things I do is I'm an accounting consultant, right? So I work with these different companies on special projects. And one of the main things I'm always encouraging the accountants, it's like, put your phone to the side. Because what happens is you're clearly trying to work on something. You got emails pinging off. You got other things going on. And by the time you know it, you're distracted. And it's like, what happened to my time? So moving the phone, moving the different distractions out the way is a simple thing that can just help, because our world, the way it's moving, it kind of just has you in that state. You know, people are sending you, it's like, I was talking to someone and they're like, yeah, someone called me on Instagram. I was like, yeah, that's a thing. And so it's like you're getting hit up from all these different places. So everyone, I call it the distractions of the world, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's trying to get your attention in some way, some shape, some form. And you have to be laser focused. You know, I like to tell my clients, you are in it, but you're not of it. You know, in church, it talks about you're in the world, but you're not of the world. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of have to say, I know all this is going on, but I need to be over here.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that is some of the things that you have to control, that energy and how you're choosing to use it. You know, so that's pretty important, to that focus.
Yeah, that focus, like, because you're right. I'll be sitting here working on this. Oh, I got my day job that I'm working on. I'm playing pool on my iPhone right here. The laundry just beeped. I need to sit there and wash these sheets. These dishes need to get washed. Oh, because people know that you work from home, so now they want to call you like, hey, I just want to chit chat with you. I don't have time to chit chat.
That's
so,
those boundaries.
Yeah. I think one thing that I started doing. I started doing it like last year, and I kind of started reintroducing myself to it this year, is that I create these business hours. Yes. on my phone. So we're like, and like, even though people pretty much ignore it, but it, for me, having it on there where it's, I mean, do not disturb their time frame. Yes. And now if I'm in a position where a text may come in and it's something that I needed to talk to, let's say, you know, like I'm confirming a guest for an episode or something like that, I can still can look at it and everything, but you're gonna see that those notifications are silent. So you already had an expectation that I am not going to get back with you until those business hours just go away. So it's kind of working, the business hours thing. I think I need to invest a little bit more time into it. Like, just because.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. It's not a perfect science, right? So you are trying to find different ways. Like, so I've just simple things like I speak to my mom and my sister almost every day. And so I either talk to them earlier in the day, like 7, 8 o'clock, or later in the day, in the evening. Besides that, I'm pretty busy. So I don't like to have conversations like with my sorority sisters or my good friend in the middle of the day, because I'm going to be distracted because I want to talk to them about other stuff, right? So I really don't allow time. They can text me. I don't reply back because I want to give them that time. You know, when you talked about your sister being heard, I totally get that. So I don't want to be distracted. I want to give them full attention that they need, because I definitely want them to pay attention to me when I'm talking, right? But I'm setting those boundaries to say during the day, no one else. Like, I'm texting my husband, he's texting me back my daughter, right? But I'm not getting on the phone to have a long conversation because I really need to focus. And these are the most optimal hours for me, because what I've learned and what I've seen with a lot of the women that I coach, they're tired and they just keep packing more and more on their plate. So something as simple as, so I have can you see it? My Aura ring. Mm-hmm. It lets me know when I should be asleep. It keeps track of my sleep. And so it'll tell me at like 9:45, like it starts at like 8, like you need to be winding down. And so it's just a little test to help me, a little, you know, sign to say, hey, you're moving into the next part of your day. Right. So those all-nighters trying to edit the podcast. Yeah. No, sir. I'd rather wake up early, get good sleep, wake up early, be refreshed, and then do it. So it's like, it's really, I encourage people to be a little selfish about your time and how you use it, because things just come in, these distractions come in, and they kind of take away from what you need to get done in the hours you need to get it done, right? And so burning the midnight oil, that were the days when I was 20 and 30, and I'm not doing that anymore.
No.
I need my beauty sleep.
I'm 43, and look, I can't do it. I count the hours of sleep that I'm going to get.
Sleep is important. Yeah. It's very important. And so that's where we have to make sure we have that time allotted in the day to be able to do what we need to do so we can actually get the rest.
I don't want to take too much from the guide that they can download for free and then go to your website and get all the information. But if you could pick like one thing where we in regards to us talking about procrastination, what's like one thing besides, because you talked about the focus thing, and
yeah,
I'm gonna work with you on that. I struggle with focus, I really do. But if you give me something else that somebody may need if that's constantly procrastinating, like what's something else?
So a big one is perfectionism.
Ooh, talk about it. Let's talk about it.
So a lot of times you are waiting for that perfect moment we talked about, or you feel as if it won't be perfect. The work you do won't be perfect. And so it's important to understand it's about progress, not perfection. Mm. So if you are, I mean, afraid to move forward because it's not going to be perfect. People struggle with, it has to be perfect. It has to look this way. And because they are so caught up in that perfectionist cycle, they are not able to take action. Mm-hmm. And it's debilitating because it has to be perfect. And so understanding that nothing's perfect.
Yeah.
So you're setting yourself up for failure already by thinking it has to be perfect.
Yeah.
So when you can allow for yourself to identify perfectionism is a trigger for you. When I tell you, hey, Jared, I need you to work on this, and your mind goes to, well, I don't have this and I don't have this, and it's not going to look up to what I know Sandra will want, you've already taken yourself out of the game.
Yeah.
But what if you thought about, okay, I'm going to make some progress on this. I'm going to start. And I'm going to start early because I know I want it to be great. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to start and I'm going to give 25 minutes to it today. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, I'm going to give 50 minutes to it. But tomorrow's a busy day. So I'm going to do 25 in the morning editing, right? And then when I'm done from work after dinner, I'm going to give 25 minutes. Think about how you'll feel before you go to bed, because it's like, man, I put in a lot of time on that. And oh, by the way, it's looking good because you've started. You haven't allowed yourself to be caught up with the finished product. You know you're going to have the time. And think about it. When you have the time to do it, don't you find other little things and other little tweaks and other little updates? So when you actually get it done, you're like, that looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you've given yourself time. Think about those times where you've rushed. You did that all nighter. You're tired. And you're just like, at this point, I don't even care what it looks like. But you do, because you know you didn't have enough time to devote to it. So you're kind of concerned because you know it's not even perfect, but it's you don't know if it's good because you didn't have any time to kind of mull it over and look it over and say, oh, you know what? That's missing this. Let me update this. So you see where you start ahead of time and you give yourself that time to actually work in it. So you're not rushing. And then last minute, because you can think, and you know, I remember these situations in college where it's like, oh yeah, you know, I can knock that out in an hour. It's fine.
Right.
When you go to sit down and do it the hour before you're supposed to get to class, you're missing a major piece. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take you.
And you get like a C. Or if you started beforehand, you would have had a B plus or an A. Yeah.
So then you start thinking, because I'm just like, okay, so how can I talk to him? And what can I tell him that will give me more time to look at this?
Right.
But if I took the time that I clearly had, but I chose to be distracted by other things, now I'm like, oh, I don't know if it's that good.
Yeah. The perfectionism thing is a real thing. And I like to call it paralysis by analysis. Like,
yes.
you're trying so hard to be perfect. I don't even get started. Like, what you just said makes so much sense, because I'll be like, okay, I got this project to do. I don't know if I have the skills and the tools yet to sit there and do it. I'm going to do some research. I'm going to look for it. Let me think about it for a second. And then it's like a week left to go in there. Yeah. Now I'm scrambling, which taking that time to get started, like you said, taking that time to get started. I love that 25 minutes. Like, I'm just going to start it. Because that's the hardest part. Starting going to the gym first, that's the hardest part. Starting a project first, starting a diet, whatever you try to do, starting is always the hardest thing. So if I just start for 25 minutes, okay, I know I started on it. Now I know, I kind of know how this is going to go and know what it looks like now. And totally. Now I know how to devote that time in for it. Why you break it down so well? It just makes so much sense.
Because I've experienced it in my life, and I've seen with, you know, whether clients or colleagues, and we talk about different things, and it's something about starting that it does something in your brain. I don't know the chemical working of it, but it gives you that confidence. in that, okay, I have an idea. You know, when you think about, okay, you don't want to go to the gym, but something about when you go and you actually do it, it's like, you do feel good. Like, yeah. I did that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see no change, but in your mind, you know something changed. Yeah. How many times have you been in the gym and then you go to the bathroom and you're like, look at them guns.
Like, man, these triceps are tricepping, girl.
Like, I see these abs.
One day of work.
And see, that is the momentum that's going to keep you moving forward, right? Because you already put in your 25 minutes and you're like, well, that wasn't very long, but look at how much I got done because I was focused, mm-hmm. right? And so then you're motivated because it's like, okay, I want to do some more. So that thing that you thought was so difficult or it had to be perfect, now you're able to, like, you're excited to work on it because I got left out of 25 minutes. Like, this probably won't take me 3 days.
Yeah.
And usually that's what happens, right? You're able to literally finish and look at it and be like, you know, I got this done. And it didn't take as long as I thought, but it's because that initial thought and me allowing myself to procrastinate and worry and, you know, fear that I'm not going to do it good, fear of failure, all these things, it stopped me from moving forward, but understanding, like, I got it done.
Yeah.
So I can do that. And because I did this, I can do something else. And you just continue to build on it.
You're right. Look, hey, you didn't convince me. You didn't tell me everything. You got me straight. I feel like now some projects that I have going on now, I'm not going to even hesitate, you know? And so for the person that's listening to this, that may need that whole conclusion, you know, thesis statement. Yeah. This is why I have my little segment. It's about what it's about damn time for. So tell me what it's about damn time for people to start doing, to start working on their stuff and stop procrastinating.
So it's about damn time to take action so you can achieve your wins. You've been putting off achieving the things you truly desire. So it's about damn time to make yourself a priority and take action to achieve your goals. That's what it's about damn time to do.
See, yo, I'm talking to a professional right here, y'all. You see how she killed it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, when this clip come in, all I gotta do is just throw the clip out there. I don't have to do nothing else, too. Beautiful, beautiful. I have loved talking to you. I always enjoy talking to you. I don't talk to you nearly enough. Probably just had scheduled some Atlanta podcaster meetups of some sort. I mean, it don't make no sense that we live probably 20 minutes away from one another and we don't see each other. But tell everybody where they can find you, what they can do, where they can get this free download, all this stuff.
Yes. So my podcast and business is called 90 Day Wins. So you can go to our website, 90DayWins, to make sure. And that's where you can go to, as soon as you go to the website right now, I have the free procrastination guide that you can get. So you can sign up to get that. And then once you do that, you'll be included on our email listing. And we have so much going on. Like we mentioned, the 90 Day Wins podcast season 7 is dropping on Monday. So I'm super excited about that. And this season, we're talking about transitions. So you don't want to miss that. On our website, we have blogs because my goal is to help people think about what they want to do and then be excited to take action. So if you listen to anything I've put out, you've read any blog posts, you can follow me on social media everywhere. It's 90 Day Wins. And you can be a part of the journey so we can win together. Whether you send me an email to let me know, yeah, I got that win, I took action, I celebrate those. Because I hear so many people talk about what they want to do, but only a very few actually take action. So I'm encouraging you, check out 90 Day Wins, take action, send me an email, and just allow for yourself this year to be the year that you will take that step to achieve the goals you have for your life.
I love it. I am definitely going to have everything in the show notes so people can make that accessible and they can click on there and start getting these wins. Because big wins, small wins, we all need wins.
Totally, totally. You think about your vision, you think about your goals, and be encouraged. And I say this a lot on the podcast, and you'll see it all over social media. You don't have to do it alone. We just talked about accountability. So get with the people that are excited to hear about your wins and lessons, the people that are going to encourage you to believe in you, and stay away from the negative Nancys, the people that are, every time you tell them something, they're like, well, that ain't gonna work. How do you know? You've not tried. So you got to be really careful about who you share your goals with. So I think it's so precious to me that someone would share with me their goal, right? Because exactly for what I told you, you know, our family and friends sometimes don't see the vision, right?
Right.
But it's not for them. It's for you. And so you want to get with someone who can actually see your vision based on what you share with them and is encouraged to help you achieve it.
I just had the conversation earlier today about that. And yes, you're right. Everyone doesn't see your vision, but as long as you see it and you can find a community that's going to help, that's going to support you,
That's all you need.
Thank you so much for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time.
Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.